A few years ago, Christy and I, with the help of some very good friends, were involved in a little DIY project. It started with adding a pantry into our house, and then it morphed into this major remodel. We tore out walls, we scraped ceilings, ripped up carpet, added cabinetry, flooring, we had the fireplace redone, and it was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed the process. But perhaps the most enjoyable aspect of that whole remodeling process was that we got to hand pick everything that went back into the house. We got to customize everything. The floors were what we picked out. The paint color on the walls was what we chose. The new refrigerator, it was what we picked out, and it has the features that we wanted. The oven is the color that we want. On and on and on. All of it was customized to our liking. Well, we live in a day and time where just about everything can be customized. Your toothpaste, your shampoo, your food, even the way that you pay. You can pay with a cash or check or debit or Apple Pay. The clothes that you wear, you can have skinny jeans or tailored fit, TV channels, ringtones, phone covers, wheels on your cars, on and on. Almost everything can be engineered to your personal preferences. And that's a good thing. Think about how boring it might be if everyone had the same haircut, drove the same car, lived in the same house. Customization can be an outlet for the diversity and creativity that God has given to us. But there is a danger to the customization of our world. There is a hazard to having things done according to our own taste. The danger is that we begin to think that not only is everything customizable, but that we deserve everything to be tailored to our liking and desires, even our relationship with God, even how we worship God. And this is what we see taking place in the next episode of the book of Judges, which will lead to everyone doing what is right in their own eyes. This last section of the book of Judges details not external threats to the Israelites, but the internal corruption of the hearts of the Israelites. And right off the bat, we see an entitled view of worship. But what about you? What demands and entitlements do you make when it comes to worship? Well, to avoid this mentality, we need to be walking with Jesus day by day. Today, please pray for Dennis Lopez and his family, our missionaries in Honduras. And also remember the Haya LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.